Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
On the phone right now, broke this story before anybody out there. So pleased to have her as part of our family. I know that. She often talks to the PM team, but we're allowed to wake her up early because she's up running around doing a bunch of mom duty stuff, and we love her. Aditi Kinkavala joins right now. Aditi, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning to you. Can I just make a shout out to single parents, since I've been a single parent all week? I don't know how they do it. I really don't.
Smoke and mirrors. You just you pray and you hope a lot. That's for sure.
Yeah. Basically, and that's what it is.
On top of that, you're breaking stories. So last night, this came to you, Omar Khan. But as has been reported for quite some time, or talked about for quite some time, whenever Kevin Colbert was going to retire, they were going to attack this with a two-pronged model, a football guy and a business guy. That's what's happening here, right?
Well, and you know what's so interesting about this is that I think that we all assumed, and look, I openly said it, that I expected some sort of combination of exactly what you just said, a football guy, a business guy, and the most obvious answer seemed to be Brandon Hunt, who has put in so much time and is Kevin Colbert's protege in so many ways, being the football guy, and Omar Khan, who's also been a part of the Steelers family forever and we know is extremely well-liked by Art Rooney, being the business guy, and there you go. But a few weeks ago, I had a conversation with somebody internally who said that inside the building, that has never been discussed, that nobody officially ever actually went to Omar and said, hey, how would you feel about kind of being partners with Brandon? And no one officially went to Brandon and said, how would you feel about being partners with Omar? And that wasn't actually broached. And I think that there's a piece of surprise that if one of the two internal candidates was left standing, that it was Omar. But you know, it makes a lot of sense. We know that the Steelers wanted somebody that had some ties to Pittsburgh. That's Andy Wydell. I wouldn't be surprised if his brother Casey, who was with him in Philadelphia, comes aboard as well. And don't be surprised if Brandon leaves and potentially becomes a vice president in Philly. He interviewed in Philly. He had 5 interviews this season, this spring, with other teams. And obviously, Howie Roseman out in Philly now needs to make a bunch of hires or elevations, whatever you want to call it. He's got to fill out his front office now.
Yeah, Aditi, well, we're hearing the Steelers are probably going to try to make an attempt to keep Brandon in some capacity. And in your thoughts, what capacity is that? Does he keep the same role he's had? Do they move him up? Do they give him a different title? Do they give him different responsibilities? How do you see the Steelers trying to keep Brandon around?
That's not what I'm being told. I'm not told that there's an elevation in play here. In fact, if we're talking about elevations, I have several people telling me that Dan Colbert actually is getting a promotion and he will be the director of college scouting. I think that Brandon has a young family, has established roots here. I think he's a wonderful person. There's a level of comfort, and he would be an asset to any organization. But I also think that when something like this happens, that there's an opportunity to perhaps start somewhere fresh where you can be. And I'm not saying that the Steelers don't appreciate him, but when you don't kind of win in a process like this, maybe it's time to go somewhere where they recognize that, you know, for lack of a better analogy, you're not just a position coach, you're ready to be a coordinator.
What do you think, Aditi, spurred them to bring in Andy Wydell and basically leapfrog Brandon for what we all, including yourself, just mentioned? We all had it lined out. There's going to be Omar the cap guy, and then, well, Brandon's the football guy. Instead, it's Andy the football guy.
I mean, maybe it is the idea. Everything I know of Andy is that he's kind of very much a traditional, you know, he believes in the scouting process. He believes in grinding things out. He's not necessarily this crazy, innovative mind who's going to bring a bunch of new ideas, but he does bring some new ideas. There is an injection of a little bit of fresh blood. And I don't think that as much as we talk about the Steelers being steeped in tradition and liking to promote their own and all of that, I don't think there's an opposition to bringing in new ideas occasionally or new thoughts or for, you know, Andy Wiedel isn't really truly an outsider, right? He's a Pittsburgh native. He spent a few years with the Steelers, but to some degree, he's been outside for a period of time. It's kind of the same way that Mike Tomlin talks about Brian Flores and having some new points of view, new ideas at the table. And so I think that there's appeal in that. And I think that there are a lot of similarities in the way that Andy has progressed in his career to the way that Kevin Colbert did.
Aditi Kinkavala joining us here, Fan Morning Show. I keep hearing, I've heard it again a couple times this morning, that Art II, he'll be 70, is he's compiling a team that he hopes he can hand off because he's going to name Danny, his son, the president in the next few years, that will make the transition as easy as possible. Or is Danny Rooney going to be the next president of the organization now that Omar is the general manager and is on that track?
I know. I mean, I think that that was written years and years and years ago. I actually remember, and I'll just say it, I think it was, I don't know. God, I'd have to do the math of how old Dan actually is. But I feel like it was my third or fourth year here in Pittsburgh. So we're talking about 7, 8 years ago. And Ramon Foster was telling me, you keep an eye on Dan. He's got all of the charisma. He's got the same demeanor as Ambassador Dan, the late Dan Rooney. And Dan, you know, before he went off to get his MBA at Penn, was doing a little bit of everything. He worked as an assistant coach. He worked as a scout. He kind of was getting involved in every single piece of the organization to learn how each piece works. And I'll never forget Ramon telling me how Dan showed such an interest and would stop by the locker room and would, you know, stop at players' lockers and ask them genuine questions. And I had the conversation with Ramon because that's what they used to say. Remember, before I came here, I was a Giants beat reporter, and that's what they used to say about Wellington Mara, that Wellington Mara, no matter who you were, whether you were an undrafted free agent or you were the star of the team, he always had a word for you at your locker, and he was always genuinely interested in you. And the way that Ramon was describing Dan was the same way. And he said, he was telling me years ago, you just keep your eye on him. He will be the next great, you know, leader of this team. No disrespect to Art, obviously. And I also remember having this conversation in an annual meeting, at an owner's meeting with Art, to say, hey, I heard this incredible compliment about your son. I never told Dan that, though, so I hope he's not listening, because that's a little awkward, right? Is that a little awkward?
Well, he's listening. He listens every day. Yeah, so
he's heard it now. It's too late. Yeah. Cat's out of the bag, Aditi.
Standard so high. So, Dan, don't screw it up, okay?
Aditi, how long do you think Omar knew he was getting the job? Obviously, the Steelers drafted a quarterback in the first round, and usually if you are going to be put into a spot where you're a head GM, you want to have somewhat of your own guys, right? How long do you think Omar knew that he was probably going to be the next GM of the Steelers?
I don't think that he knew at, what's today, the 24th, the 25th? I don't think that he knew 3 weeks ago. So somewhere in the last 3 weeks. But I would guess, you know what, last week they did do second interviews. They did a second interview with Brandon Hunt last week. And so I don't think that they made a decision before doing that. I don't think the Steelers operate that way. I don't think that they do anything for show. I had several conversations with people outside of the building who had interviewed for the GM job, and every single one of them told me they thought that the interview was as sincere and genuine as could be, that it wasn't simply for show. It was really, truly, you are getting a chance to sell yourself, and this organization is very interested in who you are. So I cannot believe that the Steelers would have conducted a second interview with Brandon last week when they'd already made up their mind. I think that this is probably fairly new.
Let's fast forward 3 months, and let's talk about it's the end of the preseason. They're trying to flush out what the final 54-man roster is going to look like, and it's Andy Wiedel, it's Omar Khan, and Mike Tomlin in a room. when they get down to it, whether it's about a guy who went through training camp, a guy who may be out on the street as a free agent getting cut by another team, however they're looking at, I guess, talent procurement, for a lack of a better way to put it, who will get the final say, you think, in those conversations?
I think it's Mike T. Mm-hmm. I really do. And I think that when you're on the edge, you do want to yes, it's the GM's job to get the ingredients, but you want to get the ingredients that the chef feels he can put together in the best way. And so you have to put trust in your coach for who he believes can be best coached up or best fit what he's trying to do and be the best part of your team. So I think that when you're talking about a guy who's on the border that way, final say will have to go to the head coach.
Aditi, you're the best. Broke this story. She was out there first before anybody in this country. So always keep an eye on what she's doing.
You're the best.
Aditi,
thank you.
Thank you so very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.